quarter to five in the afternoon. And here, as we would do at any time this week on the show, is Hot Off the Bench with Jude Van Veen.
Five Drive, the unapologetic voice of the youth of South Africa.
So on the line today, I have someone who drifts cars. He recently won the Red Bull Car Park Drift South African qualifier. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5 FM, Jim McFarlane.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Firstly, congratulations on your recent win. Could you briefly explain to those who might not know what it is that you do? What is drifting?
Drifting is pretty much the art of sliding a car sideways around corners and obstacles. Everyone, I don't know if you've seen movies like Fast and the Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift. Exactly that.
So now in Tokyo Drift, like, they actually race to a finish line. It's not the actual case in what you do, hey?
No, drifting, there's various forms of drifting. We have a national championship, Super Drift National Championship in South Africa, and that is where you actually, it's like a knockout phase. You drive up against another driver and pretty much have to outdrive the driver by chasing him or leading him through a various couple of corners and track. So It's a judged format. And then the format that I've just won now with Red Bull Car Park Drift is also a judged format, but you're a singular car that goes through also a designated track, various obstacles, the spiral, the pendulum, and you've got to put your car in exactly the right position that the judges want to see.
When it comes to the judging, is there a point system in place, or is it purely on the style, the way that you drift?
So it's actually a combination. It's a good question because, yes, the judges have various judging criteria, like do you put the car where they want you to? You got to hit the pedals and you got to tap the pendulum and the ball, and you got to put the car sliding it to wherever they want you to, but how you do it and the flair that you have is also judged. So the different points are allocated by you putting the car where you need to and sliding it into position and hitting those obstacles, and then also, you know, do you do it with flair? Can you add smoke? Are you as sideways as possible? And how fast are you? So it's very much how well can you drive the car, pretty much.
In sports, generally speaking, talent is needed to be the very best, and I'm sure that drifting is exactly the same. But is drifting something that someone can learn to be very good at?
Oh, of course. I mean, like anything, it's about seat calm in a car. You know, there are some very talented drivers out in this country, it's a growing sport. I think it's one of our fastest growing sports, that and spinning. You know, what's not to love about sliding a car sideways?
Exactly.
You know, when someone slides a car around the corner, everyone turns to look what's going on. You know, a car pulls off with a cloud of smoke, everyone turns to look what's going on. It's a crowd pleaser, an attraction.
Along with tires screeching on the tar. I wanted to know, how did you start out drifting? Maybe was it a mistake on the road, or did someone else do it and you thought, oh, that looks cool, I want to try?
Actually, we've been involved in extreme sports for a long time. You know, we've done freestyle motocross, and we were service providers to ESPN. We went over to X Games, and we actually were considering doing rally, me and my business partner. And we actually got sort of coaxed by the commentator at X Games to come and join him in Las Vegas. So he said the magic word, Vegas. We changed our flights, and we went and saw drifting. Competitive drifting for the first time in the States, and we were hooked. 2 weeks later, we landed. 2 weeks later, we went straight to a Nissan dealership and bought our Nissan T50Z, the same ones we actually compete with today.
What's the most challenging thing about drifting?
I think the most challenging thing is that art of keeping the uncontrollable spin and putting the car while it's sliding where you want it to go. It's the wheels are spinning, the car is sliding out of control, and you've got to control that. It's a very fine art, but it is something that you can get taught and that people can get good at. There are drift courses, there are places that you can learn how to drift, and it's very intoxicating. It's probably one of the most fun things you can do in a car.
I also wanted to find out, is drifting an expensive sport? I can't imagine that it's on the cheap side of things.
Well, actually, it is a lot cheaper than the bigger motorsports out there. You know, I can tell you now, go-karting is probably one of the most expensive motorsports out there. and drifting doesn't even come close to that. Mm. You know, it's about spinning tires, getting a decent car, rear-wheel drive, of course, and burning some tires. And yes, you do burn the tires, but it becomes a lot more inexpensive to burn road tires than fast 6,000 rand race tires, for example, that you would go through in a race on a racetrack.
You recently won the Car Drift South African qualifier. That was to qualify for the world finals, am I correct?
That's exactly. It's quite exciting, you know, to enjoy what you do and then get told, hey, congrats, you're going to go compete with the world's best in a world championship. It's quite exciting.
When is that happening and where is that happening?
That's going to happen at the end of October, and it is happening in Cairo, Egypt. So pretty much all the best, the world's qualifiers around the world that have won a similar event to the Red Bull Car Park Drift that I won will now all compete at the end of October, November for the World Championship with Red Bull.
Jim McFarlane, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5FM. And when it comes to the World Finals, I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it. Thanks for the call.
We're going
to
put this on catch up, 5fm.co.za. You can find all the Heart of the Benches of the Jude van Wyk there. Earlier on, we were passing it on the left-hand side and had some really profound thoughts that came to mind as a result of doing that in celebration of today's date. And in case you missed them, there were a whole bunch that we never got to get out, and they'll come up on the show next.
The Bundesliga will be on display in